Council runoff set, county budget swells to $9.16 billion, and a murder trial continues. June 2nd, primary results have locked in four November 3rd city council runoffs. In District 4, challenger Martha Abraham narrowly outpaced incumbent Henry Foster III, 40.4% to 38.4%, leaving Foster defending his seat from a position of weakness. In District 2, former Coronado Mayor Richard Bailey led with 38.79% against Nicole Crosby's 31.32%. District 6 looks more settled, with incumbent Kent Lee holding 55% over Mark Powell's 40.6%. District 8, an open seat after both Jennifer Campbell and Vivian Moreno hit term limits, saw Antonio Martinez lead at 28.9%, with Gerardo Ramirez at 23.6%. Voters also rejected Measure A, which would have taxed long vacant homes, in early returns. At the county level, the Board of Supervisors is scheduled to vote June 25th on a revised fiscal year 2026-27 budget totaling $9.16 billion, a $522 million increase, roughly 6.1% over the current year. More than $2.2 billion is directed toward health and human services, including $852 million for Medi-Cal, CalFresh, and CalWORKs, and $1.4 billion for behavioral health alone. A notable line item, $23 million set aside explicitly to help families navigate new benefit eligibility requirements under the federal H.R. 1 reconciliation bill, which is moving through Congress and expected to tighten eligibility for a range of federal assistance programs. A full board deliberation session is scheduled for June 23rd, ahead of the adoption vote. On the public safety beat, the Larry Mallette murder trial continues in San Diego courts. Mallette is accused of killing his wife, Mae Mallette, who has not been seen since January 7, 2021. Two additional cases are in the active prosecution phase. Thomas Caleb Butler, 32, faces murder charges in a May 20th attack on 69-year-old Carrie Sharon, and Trevon Williams, 21, faces charges in a homicide outside an Airbnb on Gardena Avenue. Separately, the U.S. Police and Fire Championships, an Olympic-style multi-day competition for active and retired law enforcement and fire professionals, are underway in downtown San Diego through June 20th.